You're listening to SBS News.
Long lines of cars continue to queue outside petrol stations in Britain as the country's fuel crisis showed little sign of easing. Tempers are frayed, with arguments breaking out on forecourts between frustrated drivers. The crisis has been caused by a shortage of truck drivers, leading to panic buying of petrol across the United Kingdom. The government's put the army on standby to help distribute fuel from refineries to filling stations. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says the first tentative signs of stabilisation were emerging, but he didn't expect the queues to diminish for a while.
Well, we certainly brought in a lot of different measures. The army coming in to familiarise themselves with the distribution is the 18th separate measure we've taken. And of course, a lot of petrol's now being transferred into people's cars. And there are now the first very tentative signs of stabilisation in the forecourt storage, which won't be reflected in the queues as yet.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has suggested the shortage of truck drivers was caused by world economies surging as they recover from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic.
We want to make sure that as the economy continues to recover and as we continue to see things, the global recoveries suck in demand of all kinds, whether for gas or for lorry drivers, that the UK is prepared and we have a plan. That's why we've done what we've done on relaxing the competition rules and making sure that we have more drivers available should we need them. That's only prudent. But I would just stress that on the forecourts, the situation is stabilising and people should be confident and just go about their business in their normal way.
Part of the government's plan to get supplies moving again is to offer temporary three-month visas to European truck drivers who lost the right to work in Britain in large numbers as a result of Brexit. However, the truck drivers are less than enthusiastic. Nikolai Rashkov, the managing director of Bulgaria's Eurospeed trucking company, says it wasn't that long ago that Britain told his workforce they weren't wanted anymore.
At the beginning of the millennium, people from Eastern Europe, from Poland, Hungary, Romania and Bulgaria, went to Britain and filled the same gap that Britain is experiencing now. 20 years later came Brexit. And on the one hand, people from these countries were not welcome anymore.
Polish truck driver Jakub Pajka was even more forthright.
No, thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. I will not take advantage of this opportunity. I don't think anyone would want to relocate for 3 months just to help the British sort out their Christmas.
British Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer has told the BBC the government has handled the situation extremely badly.
The government has reduced the country to chaos as we crash from crisis to crisis. And the government is not gripping this. I spoke to the haulage sector this morning, to the businesses that are absolutely in the middle of this. And they are beyond frustrated. And these were their words. They said it's a government that is denying there's a problem, then blaming somebody else, and then coming up with a half-baked plan.
But while Boris Johnson says the government is taking action to ensure there are enough deliveries in all industries during the run-up to Christmas, there are real concerns that seasonal items may be in short supply. The combination of labour shortages in a variety of areas due to Brexit, allied with problems caused by the COVID pandemic, makes it hard to see how the government will get the country back on its feet. Alan Lee, SBS News.